Good, so now that's in the background. As I'm cutting out the silence, I have to cut around the middle fingers going up. Thanks.
Hey, it's podcast number 40.
It's podcast number 40, and you can probably tell by the giggling, we have a guest.
Yes.
She is a 10-year-old boy.
I just sound like a 10-year-old boy.
Not really, but it's okay. Bit. You can think that.
I don't know why you'd want to think that.
I've been told that online. Get on Xbox, it's like, is that a 10-year-old? It's like...
Yeah, you know,
no, it's
hey,
the thing
you
you're never going to talk
to. You fucked their mom.
I got Destiny last podcast. Oh, this is Nikki, by the way.
Yes.
Hi, Nikki.
Austin's girlfriend.
Yes,
I don't know
Austin's
why I'm
girlfriend.
Waving.
Wait, it's weird. You have that habit. Like, wait a minute. Nobody can see me. I don't. Anyway, so I got Destiny, and, you know, part of it is you play online with people. So I went, the first time I went to the tower, people sent me an invite to join their game. Then I immediately remembered why I never use my Xbox Live microphone anymore. I was like, well, great. All right, well, that was fun for about 2 seconds. I'm done with that. I'm going to do the rest of the solo. And so far I have.
Okay. So,
but I like it for the most part.
Yeah.
It's kind of repetitive, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, once you get up in the higher levels, I'm like 27 now. And yeah. And there's some crazy bounties, like exotic bounties.
Okay, so see, I haven't done anything with the bounties yet.
Okay, well, the bounties actually increase your rank a lot higher, and just keep on going on tangents here, but have you done any of the Queen's bounties?
I think I did one, and I got some really awesome armor for it.
Okay, I recommend you do the bounties and then do the mission, because it's guaranteed legendary.
Is that thunder?
Yeah, it's pouring out rain. It's
really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's sprinkling right now, but you couldn't even see
me. Oh, that'd be great, because whenever it rains during the podcast, you just hear it in the background. We're like really close to a window now, so.
Oh yeah, and Sai has food poisoning.
Sai has food poisoning.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah, so we went to IHOP last night at like 2 a.m. and got fish
self.
And chips. So note to self: don't get the fish and chips at IHOP at 2 a.m.
Got it.
Yeah.
I think that's a given.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say the same thing.
I wasn't too thrilled with the chicken sandwich I got either, but at least that was cooked.
I don't
why
know
do
why
you
the...
get food.
It's IHOP. It's a breakfast restaurant.
I know. But I really wasn't feeling breakfast at that point.
You get pancakes or eggs.
Yeah.
Man, I had French toast and eggs, and it was fucking fantastic. I haven't had French toast in like 4 years, and it was great. Oh my God.
They're pancakes. I hate pancakes because of the consistency, but
it's okay. He doesn't like pudding or Jell-O.
I don't like pudding or Jell-O or potatoes or whipped
okay,
cream.
Okay, Mom, chill out.
Yeah. We had to go through a whole list of things with our server of things that Joey doesn't like.
Yeah, well, because my French toast, it came with whipped cream and strawberries also. Or not just strawberries. I like strawberries. They're fine. But it came with, like, the strawberry sauce, and that's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
That's fucking
that
awful.
Is gross.
So I was like, yeah, I'll take it without the strawberries and without the whipped cream. He's like, so you want just bananas on it? Yep, just bananas. Yeah. And it was fucking great. The bananas were awesome.
Yeah, that's also an issue I have to deal with when I go to restaurants. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll have a hamburger. It's like, okay, what else do you want with it? Bread.
I just want a hamburger. That's it.
None of that lettuce, nothing.
I don't even want the fucking bun. It's gonna be meat.
We ordered from Chili's the other night. It's like, oh, take off everything. Just bacon, hamburger, bread.
That works well. Bacon, hamburger, and bread.
Yeah, I had a pizza today. There's a pizza restaurant in downtown I'd never heard of, but me and my dad went. Holy fuck, it was awesome. I got a chicken, bacon, and ranch white pizza.
They used to have that at Gumby's. It was like the best fucking thing ever.
This was fucking fantastic.
Gumby's is closed.
It was Gumby's, that's now Rosati's.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Across, right next to Boba?
Yeah.
It's the shit.
Yeah. It's called Rosati's now. It's a Chicago-style pizza.
But they don't have the stoner pizzas?
I don't think so.
Damn. They have real pizza.
I like the stoner pizzas better.
Well, this restaurant in downtown has stoner pizzas, and it's like 5 minutes away from
town. Totally going.
My dad had a chicken parmesan pizza.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
There's like chicken parmesan, and here, we'll put it on bread in the shape of a pizza. Oh, looked pretty good.
I had like half a salad today.
I ate like 3 lunches today. I should do that more often.
I had a microwave corn dog, and that's about it.
Hey.
I had Burger King chicken fries on the way here.
Oh, they still have this?
Hungry. Yeah. Or they just brought it back, actually, on the same day that Robin Williams died. So I'm forever going to relate those two.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, it is.
That's tragic.
Yeah. It's like I would never tragedy met with miracle.
I would cry every time I ate them.
And I found out about it like 10 minutes before I went and got the chicken fries. So when I drove up to the drive-thru, I was like, okay, this girl probably doesn't know since she works here and probably doesn't listen to anything. So I told her. And then I realized what I did because she got like really upset, started cussing and stuff. She's like, fuck, you just ruined my day. Oh, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, guess what? Robin Williams died. Give me my fucking chicken fries.
Yeah, basically.
Bitch.
Oh, God.
That's like shooting someone's puppy in the face, like point blank right in front of you.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the rough equivalent of what you just did to the person.
Oh, my God.
God, that would be awful.
He's kind of right. You are kind of a horrible person for that.
I was... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess, like, what I was trying to do is yell first, like on YouTube.
That's good. Yeah, we need shorter mic stands, because I can't see Austin's face at all.
I can see you through a black screen.
Yeah,
I can see everyone
just
perfectly.
Fine, yeah.
Maybe I'll, like, sit up a little bit like an adult in my adult chair here.
Really your incredible. Adult pretty blue chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the reason we didn't do an earlier podcast.
Oh, right, because Sai has food poisoning.
He's dying.
Oh,
okay.
So this is the first podcast of the day.
Nice. So I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I never do, but there was loud noises, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I hear the bathroom door shut, and all I hear is, and I'm like, oh, shit, someone's sick.
Man, we didn't get home last night until like 3 o'clock, so that's extra shitty.
So he's been sleeping all day.
That's not true. He's been playing Destiny all day.
Has he?
Yes. I logged on to Destiny 3 different times today, and every time it said Sai was playing Destiny.
It's on, but he's not playing.
He just leaves his Xbox on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not moving at all. Like, he's dead. I think he's dead.
So he just leaves the...
Okay. Oh, he's alive. It's
like, I'm sure he was playing while he got sick, and then just ran to the bathroom and started throwing up and just left it on ever since.
It's a wonder his Xbox makes such awful death noises.
It's also, like, 14 years old.
Austin, does your Xbox make awful, terrible death noises?
Like, well, I have the Xbox One. And then
the old Xbox. Does it, like, make a grinding sound on the disc?
Well, I have the 360 Slim.
Oh, okay, so you don't have the...
I have the originals, but I don't use them because I have the Slim now. But,
right, that makes sense. Yeah. It's funny, I have two Slims down here, and I still use the, my...
Those
Elite.
Are the arcades. Those aren't
Those aren't the arcades. They're the E.
These
Xbox
are the E.
E. They're the
Xbox
newest
E?
One. Yeah, it's supposed to match the Xbox One.
Yeah, they have a similar design...
I liked the Slim because you can just touch it and has like a touchy with a capacitive thing
like
to turn on the
things.
I've heard you people accidentally turn it on all the time though.
Oh yeah, like if a cat rubs against it, bing, your disc comes out or something.
And then the cat's playing with the disc and throwing it around. It's like, well, that was an expensive frisbee.
And then I threw a cat into a microwave and
and then now I had to buy a new microwave
and I ate the cat, got food poisoning.
I ate the cat, gave the rest of the Chinese guy.
I was going to say, it's going to suck if the power goes out because the mics will die. Laptop will stay on, but the mics will...
It's going to be like a long pause in the podcast. Meanwhile.
And the power went out.
Speaking of Xboxes, I just got my Xbox One.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's dead.
It's dead?
It's dead?
Dead.
You killed it?
I didn't kill it.
We
its
bought it on
previous
Amazon.
Previous owner killed it.
Yeah, we bought it on Amazon for cheaper. I think it was like, what was it? $249 maybe? No, $349. That's how much it was.
I was going to say, $249 is like a lot cheaper. $349 is kind of reasonable.
I was about to say, are you sure it's not Chinese?
Well, it's $349 with the Kinect, so it was a really good deal.
So it's like $150.
Yeah. Less. And, you know, I was all excited, and it actually got sent to my house, so I checked it out before I brought it to her, and it's all scratched up on the top.
Mm.
Whatever, it's going in the cabinet, it's not that big of a deal.
Good point, and you saved $150, so.
Yeah, and so we plug in the Kinect, and it's not getting recognized. And before we actually came here, which was like, you know, an hour ago, I was troubleshooting to see what to do to fix the Kinect, and so far, I think I'm going to have to send it back.
Wow,
that sucks. I would send it back with Anthrax. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's the idea. Do you have any?
We can't actually say the answer to that question on the podcast, but hypothetically, if we did, it would definitely be in the closet. Hypothetically, of course.
Right next to the hypothetical drugs.
The hypothetical drugs, weapons,
roofies.
Bombs, hookers. Nuclear weapons, hookers, stripper poles, all the usual dead babies, all the typical closet things that you keep.
Asian poker tables.
Asian poker tables, exactly.
Yeah.
I have one mafia in there, too.
Full mafia.
And three full marijuanas.
I'll have one mafia, please.
One mafia. Can I get a marijuana on the side?
Did you hear about...
And a dead baby to drink.
Did you hear about the tacos?
No.
No.
There was a dealer, I think it was heroin.
Good
drug tacos.
And he had some taco van. Okay, it's not like Taco Bus, which was legit, but taco van. And he was making tacos. And if people said, "Oh, I'll have the yellow solo cup with fries or something like that," then it would be a taco with the side of heroin.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a pretty expensive fucking taco.
Yeah.
did anybody with questions? Why did this person in front of me pay $100 for his taco?
But the best thing is, what he got busted for was that he had illegal parking.
Oh my God.
What a moron.
That is perfect. There was a Burger King that used to do something similar. Like, you'd have to order like a Whopper no mayo or something like that, and a cop pulled through. And I was like, "I want a Whopper, no mayo."
Just because he wanted a Whopper with no mayo.
And yeah, just because he wanted a Whopper with no mayo. And they ended up giving him drugs. He's like, "What the fuck is this?" And ended up arresting like a bunch of people.
That's awesome. That's a special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, at least do something like not on the menu. Like, I'd like a McDouble.
Yeah.
With mac sauce. Like, McDouble with mac sauce at Burger King. That would make sense.
Yeah, and then they say, "This isn't McDonald's." It's like, "Well, can I get one anyways?"
Right, exactly. That there you go. We can now open a drug dealership in a Burger King. We're set. We got this plan.
We could just put our plan on the internet.
We could just hide it under the premise of a podcast or something.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we would like to invite you to be a special guest on the podcast. Or, you know, they ask, "Can I be a guest on the podcast?" Yes, you may. How much would you like? I like that plan. Good plan.
Does that mean I get a present for being a special guest, or?
Again, I can't answer that question on the podcast. But hypothetically speaking, it's in the closet next to the pile of dead babies.
Did y'all hear about the Destiny loot cave on Earth?
Yes.
Yes.
It just got shut down.
It just got shut down. It did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Destiny, you haven't played recently, but it just updated again. Mm-hmm. And that update killed the loot cave.
They also did add chat for people you're matched with.
Okay.
That was another part of this update. But it was kind of overshadowed by the loot cave thing.
Yeah.
But really, what I want...
Everyone's fucking a gaming experience. Taking away the only thing that gave legendary engrams.
Not that I like using my microphone, but I want proximity chat. Like, if I happen to be passing somebody in the general area, I want to be able to say, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah, I think, but what I wouldn't like is going to the tower. Because this is something I encountered in Phantasy Star Universe. It was an old Xbox game.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they had text chat. So everybody's typing, like, "Please help, I need credits," something like that. And the entire server was filled with bubbles just
so
everywhere.
So you couldn't see shit. So yeah, if you're in the tower, it would be really annoying. Maybe like really, really close proximity chat.
I'd be standing like right in the middle of the tower, so everyone that walked by me would hear "fucker right in the pussy."
Fucker right in the pussy.
Or you could do that like remix YouTube video and just play it over your microphone.
Yeah.
See, and then you could have like a jukebox person who would just stand there dancing, and if you stand close, you can hear music.
Yeah, but that would also be annoying because
that would be super annoying.
I encountered that while playing Halo, and you match with people, and all of a sudden you hear their music.
I mean, that's really annoying though, like when you're going into like matchmaking and you gotta communicate with people, but if
it's annoying
just, like,
in matchmaking, it's annoying in the waiting
lobby.
It's
just annoying
in general. Annoying at tower, it's annoying when people do it in person at a restaurant. It's annoying when you happen to be in the same room as somebody doing it. It's just
annoying. Last night when we were at Meridian?
I'm just talking about everybody. It happens before. Yes, it happened at the Meridian last night.
Oh god, that was so fucking annoying.
Anytime we're somewhere and somebody's like, "Here, let me show you this video. I know we're in public and you can't hear it, but it's still loud enough to annoy everybody. Here, let's watch it." Or they do it with music or whatever.
Or no, the best part is that, you know, you have YouTube, you can you're playing 360, never mind. On the Xbox One, you can just say Xbox Snap YouTube, and if anyone's playing Xbox, that'll probably just happen to them right now.
Right.
But it would snap
Xbox,
YouTube and
turn off.
Confirm. Yes. But yeah, so you could just snap YouTube and watch any video you want while you're playing.
Right.
So I like that.
Yeah, it's certainly fun for that, but I'm just talking about like having to listen to people's shitty speakers like in the background. But yeah, my friend, me and him Skype.
Okay. When
he'll play Destiny on his one, I'll play it on the 360 and we'll both stream. So he's able to just say, you know, Xbox broadcast.
Okay,
and stream his Twitch while he's also talking, and then I'm talking and I'm streaming, and it can do it all like while he's playing Destiny, because he can just say Xbox Snap Skype or whatever.
Oh, because the Xbox 360 and One parties aren't compatible.
No, they're not.
I forgot. And the Xbox One parties aren't that great. Like, you'll be talking and all of a sudden nothing. It's just silent. And then you like have to snap the party, and you're still in there. You see everybody, but like you have to quit the party, go back in. It's a whole lot of bugs.
Really? I'm surprised they haven't fixed that already, because that seems like a feature that's, you know, been around since the 360. At least ever since the original NXE.
Now, have you ever fucked with Chris and just been like, Xbox off?
All the fucking time, it drives him nuts. But actually, I don't really do the Xbox turn off. We'll like be playing a PC game, and I'll just be Xbox on. So it turns on, and then it'll switch his input over, or it'll turn his TV off.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, and that's, although it sucks, because if we're using Skype on his Xbox, it actually filters me out so that I can't do that.
Oh.
No.
But, I think it's funny whenever he comes over. He's like, Xbox, turn on. Dead silence.
She has a 360.
Shit!
She has a 360. I'm used to walking in my room and saying, Xbox on, and it turns on, you know?
See, I'd be like, Xbox, snap Pornhub, search gay bitch of porn.
I don't think they have that app yet.
The PS4 does.
Pornhub app?
Pornhub, yeah.
they have an actual Pornhub app.
I think so. I think that was like, I remember hearing that a while ago.
Really? I didn't know the PS4 had apps.
Or it had something to do with...
I mean, you can open, like, Internet Explorer, the equivalent on the PS4, and go to Pornhub.
I don't know.
If you were that interested in watching porn on your console.
You could be like, Xbox, Bing, Pornhub.
Yeah, you could do that. Oh my god, but there is something that to Chris.
Specific for, I think it was the PS4.
Is there? I don't know.
I'll have to look into it, whatever.
It'll be like the OK like Google thing. Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you hear that the one raid on... Destiny has now been beaten in 37 minutes.
I did hear that from some random kid that asked me to help him. He's like, oh yeah, someone beat in 37 minutes. I'm like, you're level 24, I'm 27, I'm with a group of other 27s and a 28, and we're not able to beat it.
Yeah.
And hours, you know?
Now, have you, like, looked at a walkthrough for it?
That's cheating. I don't, but some kid does.
That's how you beat it in 37 minutes.
That's cheating.
Well, they probably beat it beforehand, so they knew what to expect. Yeah. Because, you know, and what were they? Were they all at least 28s?
Probably, I'd guess. Or 26s through 28s.
Well, because I'm 27, and I have a hard enough time with, like, stuff like that. I don't know if you ever tried the raid. It's really hard.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, it's hard. Let's just say that.
How much matchmaking do you do?
I think I played my 8th game last night.
Okay, I played my one game. I went, like, super positive, and I was on the winning team, so.
Well, my friend, who's an extreme Halo fan, he ended up buying Destiny like last weekend. So he's only a level 10 because he only plays matchmaking and he doesn't have any armor. So,
get wrecked.
So now, wait, do the weapons and armor you have in the matchmaking affect your ability to kill other people?
Honestly, I don't know, but next week I'm absolutely sure it will. It's called the Iron Throne or something like that.
Okay.
And, it's... It allows, I completely forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry. You can just cut that out.
That's good. No, it's fine. Because I was level 10, and I was, like, annihilating level 26s. And I was I feel like armor-wise, that doesn't make sense.
I think what they do is they balance it out so it's fair in matchmaking.
Oh, yeah. There are no level advantages yet. But next week, there will be.
Okay.
But your armor, your defense is an issue. Or it is. It does matter.
Okay.
And here's a little tip for you and anyone else that happens to listen. Look at your weapon's impact. That's what goes past your armor, not just the damage.
Okay.
So like you were probably using a pulse rifle in an
No, I use a hand auto cannon. Rifle.
Wow. That's actually kind of low impact. The only worst
I love my auto rifle. Yeah? That thing's fucking great. That night, although I just found out I have a really awesome sniper rifle, which I didn't know about. Because like the first sniper rifle I used was like fucking sniper useless. Rifle? Whatever.
So you're a hunter.
It's almost like a Snapple Apple. No, he's a
Titan. I'm a Titan.
Oh, you're Titan. That explains it. Okay. Titans are extremely overpowered.
Yeah. I see. I know nothing about the different classes or anything.
Well, Titans are like the tanks. Hunters are the snipers. And Warlocks are the CQB.
Close quarter combat. The wizards from
the moon. Yeah.
I'm sad that got taken out.
I'm okay with it. That would have been really cheesy. It's a wizard from the moon.
Oh, is that like what it said?
Yeah.
I think there was a trailer or something when it was like, and that's a wizard from the moon.
There is something hilarious that I saw relating to exactly what you just said. I saw some on Kotaku, and it was a church youth pastor was looking up Destiny stuff.
I saw that
for Jesus.
You know, like religious Destiny.
Yeah, it's like you have a destiny, and it shows the background. It says, "Be who God made you to be. Be you. Know that God." Blah blah.
But it's like got the traveler in the left with the Destiny logo. And yeah, it's like wait a second. Yeah.
That's oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll put that.
I guess.
In
yeah, we can just tag that. God. It's funny because I don't know if you read the same article that I did, but
yeah, I think so.
The person ended up writing some catchy subtitles after that, like a guardian. Sure, you can be a guardian of the word of God. Awoken, you're talking to one, pal. That wizard wasn't from the moon; he was from heaven.
Oh my god, that's yeah. so fucking bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you play Destiny?
I'm level 2 because he won't let me.
I whenever play. I go over to her house, I bring my Xbox One over, and so I can keep playing Destiny. And I signed into her account, and I'm like, "Here, you play." And she played a little bit. I'm like, "All right, I'm taking it back."
Yeah,
that's funny.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some maneuvering here. You guys keep talking as okay. I maneuver my way to the.
This is just funny to watch.
Do a backflip.
Like Joey's fucking like weaving between microphones and shit.
Who's that?
It's like
it's the blast door.
Limbo oh. and...
do, 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 do.
Got it.
Oh, yep. Love being skinny.
You know, I could have moved my mic to make it easier to get for you to get through.
That was more fun to do that. All right, and I'm back.
Yeah, you know who's a real fucking pain in the ass to learn how to do first person shooters from?
Sai.
Yeah.
You know who else is a pain in the ass to follow while driving?
Who?
Sai.
Yeah.
I just.
Sai's like the biggest dickhead in the world, basically. Like, I suck at shooters because I don't know how to play them.
Okay.
And
mostly because he shoots at the ground, but that's.
No. I actually did fairly well playing Destiny. And Sai's like, no, you gotta turn around. Turn the fuck around. Fucking turn around, you stupid asshole. I'm like, you've told me that 4 times in the matter of half a second.
Just all right, no, I'm facing back the same direction I started. Cause...
So now I'm getting shot in the back by like 10 enemies. Like, all right, I turned around, now what? Get shot and die? Good. Great.
I totally agree. I hate first-person shooter. If I can't melee someone, I'm not happy.
She plays Skyrim and she likes melee weapons only. Got no it. Bow, no magic, just like a hammer.
Magic is for wusses.
Get hammered.
Basically. Actually, it's an axe.
It's an axe.
Yeah, I played as a stealth character in Skyrim. Me too. I was at the point where I could just walk through a cave and just walk up to people and stab them with my, I forget what it was, but a blade that did like 30x damage. Blade of
invisibility.
I'm like the least stealthiest person ever. It's like, what was that? Dead.
Oh, I hit a wall.
Hit a wall in my heavy armor and it's reverberating through the whole cave.
No, what I liked is the stealth in Fallout. I mean, I didn't like it because it was totally cheesy, but you can like be blaring the radio on your thing mm-hmm. and no one notices you're there.
Right, because your stealth is so high.
And you can sneak up to them, stick a grenade in their pocket, walk away, and they explode.
That's awesome. I want to play Fallout now.
Yeah, it's Fallout 3. You actually have a statistic for it. It's pants exploded.
That's awesome. Although it sucks because Fallout 3 like works really, really intermittently on Windows 7 and 8.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was made for Vista, and there's something about 7 and 8 that just it doesn't agree with. One time I was able to get it to load properly and get pretty far in, but
yeah, Vista's the redhead stepchild.
Yeah. Halo 2 is the same way. Halo 2 for the PC. It was made like explicitly for Vista. And you could like hack it to run on XP, but they're like, no, you have to install Vista, and then stupid. And even on like 7 and 8, it's like, install the Vista drivers, and you're like, I'm not on Vista, and you're fucked.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I had a modified Halo, like the computer version of Halo, mm-hmm. and you can put your own files in there and stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember doing that.
And someone put whatever Sandtrap was in Halo 3. And you got your own Halo 3 armor and everything. It was a CQB armor. It was really cool.
That's cool. Huh.
But it was in Halo 3, so it was interesting.
You mean it was a Halo 3 map in Halo 1?
In Halo 1, but it looked like Halo 3. You had the armor, you had the That's extra awesome. Grenades. But you could, of course, tell it wasn't the same thing. So
right, but it was kind of close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing Halo 3 with Chris the other day. That was weird going back to Halo 3.
Actually,
sprinting.
I think Halo 3 turned 7 today.
Oh, fuck, that was today. We were supposed to stream Halo 3 all day today.
Yep.
God damn it, we're a bunch of failures.
I remember you saying we were supposed to stream it, but wasn't that supposed to be today?
It was, and I've been streaming Destiny all day instead of Halo 3. I should have done Halo 3.
Spongy, same thing.
That's okay, we're about to get the Halo 3 Anniversary Collection.
Oh, yes, Halo, yeah.
So it'll gain popularity.
Yeah.
Haha, Anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Today's our 2-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
You guys have the same anniversary as Halo. That is so exciting. happy anniversary.
Thanks.
And you guys are celebrating with our podcast. It's perfect.
Awesome.
Aww.
Yeah. She literally went to work, got home. I set up her Xbox and we drove over here. That's how important the podcast was.
Aww.
Hey, we feel important. This is great.
Yeah. Set it up. Wanted to drive. Yeah, take it off a jacket.
Yeah, it does kind of get hot down here. Sorry.
It's a bit warm. It's like it was rainy and cold outside. And then it was warm in here. It's like,
Yeah. One day we'll have like a nice place with AC and you know, real soundproofing, not stuff we made out of.
One of these days I'll have
Hey, this
Ferrari.
Is real fucking soundproofing, man. It works.
Yeah, it actually does. It's pretty fantastic.
I mean, it only cost us, what, $100 for all four panels?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Fancy.
I could hear like an echo from that
from the bathroom
open door. Yeah, because like our sound would travel in there and come
and then
out.
Like bounce around, yeah.
It's a bathroom, yes.
Yes. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get in there, but once you're in, it's fine. And that's a closet, and that's another closet. And there's a TV in there, and then we got these two TVs and Xboxes here with capture cards. And
and there's one mafia in this one.
Yeah, wait, one mafia, three marijuana, a couple of dead babies, some other things we can't talk about on the podcast.
For the audio listeners.
Yes. And for all four of the video listeners, that's where it is.
I was going to say, wait.
Wait a second. There's no video.
That's us.
Yeah. Go us. I really like your belt buckle, by the way.
Thank you.
I got it for her.
It's an Assassin's Creed 3 belt buckle. It's pretty awesome.
Again, for the audio podcast.
Well, yeah, I had to specify why I like your belt buckle. Was it just a generic belt buckle?
Actually, this is going to be weird for the audio podcast listeners, but we'll explain it in a second. Can y'all guess what my belt buckle is?
Oh, shit. That is Freakazoid.
It's a lightning bolt, and I wrote with a circle around it. I've heard Freakazoid, I've heard Shazam, I've heard Tampa Bay Lightning.
It is, hold on, touch my awesome button, Captain Dynamic.
That's also another one I've heard. Oh no, I haven't heard that one actually, but I thought about that one.
Yeah, Captain Dynamic was my guess.
It was Electric, the sunglasses brand.
Oh.
And everyone, I hear all the time, Shazam! I'm like, no!
No.
not that.
Captain Dynamic.
That was a good one. That's my awesome button. It lines up well.
They made an app for that, actually.
They did. Yeah. A long time ago, too.
Yeah. You touch it, and it's just like, awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
It was a short from, like, it was one of their first shorts they did. Uh-huh. It was Captain Dynamic.
Is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty old one.
Because I remember when it came out, and I was like, whoa. That was also when they did comics on their website.
Yeah, back in the old Rooster Teeth comic days.
Yeah.
I miss Griffin.
She's still alive.
No, no. She's not on Rooster Teeth stuff.
She's on Instagram.
She is on Instagram. It's true. She's like a chainsaw artist.
Yeah.
Like, she takes a big log from a tree and carves it into fantastic art with a chainsaw.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Shit's fucking cool.
It's really cool.
She made
I want to buy some, but they're really fucking expensive.
A dragon coming out of an egg or something.
Wow. We gotta check that out.
Some crazy detail, awesome shit.
Speaking of Rooster Teeth and stuff, have you watched any of their vines?
Yes. I love their vines.
The one that made me laugh every time I see it is with Barbara, or it's all Barbara all the time, but she's like, hey guys, check out my new spoiler. Yeah, and it says Snape kills Dumbledore. Damn it, Barbara.
My favorite one where she's standing in front of the whiteboard and she's like looking at it, and she's like, and if you look at this year's salary, it's actually just a giant dick. And then like she moves over and the graph like is going up, and then it turns into a dick.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, they're pretty creative.
I love her. Marry me.
Ben's confessed his love on the internet. Set to go. I can hear the rain.
Wait in line.
Yeah. There's a long line of people marrying her. She'd have like the longest wedding ever.
So I'm sure y'all have seen the iPhone ads.
Yeah.
With Wave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wave and the Bend.
Yeah.
Well, you heard obviously that the, you know, some people with the iPhone 6 Plus, they're putting it in their pocket and it's bending.
Yeah.
Well, LG.
That's the Bend joke.
Yeah. Well, LG put out a Facebook post, and it was a picture of their LG Curve, and it says, don't worry, we've got your curved phone problem solved. It's pretty fucking awesome.
There's actually also another one where it's Samsung that's doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
where, I don't know if you've seen it, but Samsung has a new one to where the edge is, rolls on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. But then it shows the iPhone 6 bent in a way that looks like a person kneeling down and praising it. It says, bow to your masters or something like that.
That's Samsung kind of stupid, though, because Samsung phone isn't curved.
Yeah.
I mean, LG, it made sense because they actually have you seen it? I mean, it is a curved phone.
Oh, yeah, the LG G Flex.
Yeah, the G Flex, yeah. That's what it's called.
And you can actually bend it a little bit, but you're not supposed to.
I was going
to
say, they said that, and that was actually part of the post, but I was at the AT&T store today, which we'll talk about in a minute. And anyway, like, I went up, and because they said that, I was, like, trying to bend it. It was like, this does not bend. I mean, it's a bent phone, but...
Yeah, I've seen videos of people, like, pressing their in the middle of it, and, like, you can see it touch the counter and come back up perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But I've seen plenty of stress tests.
Why would you do that?
Why would you wash your phone under the sink?
What? Did you wash your phone under the sink?
No.
You did.
My S5 has IP67, so it's waterproof. Well, not waterproof, but resistant. Yeah.
I just don't know why anybody would buy a curved phone. I don't, like, get the appeal of it.
It's for people with curved dicks. I mean, just a match.
Well, the Nexus, I kind of liked the Nexus's design, the original one. It was a Samsung. The Samsung Galaxy Nexus, because it actually got thicker at the bottom. It didn't curve, but the screen actually curved.
Yeah, I remember that.
It got thicker. And it was very good for tactile. Like, your thumb got closer to you, and I don't know, it was very weird.
No, it makes sense. Allegedly, I think it's still a rumor, but it might have been confirmed, the Nexus 6 has been announced. It is 5.92 inches. And it's called the Nexus Shamu, and it's made by Motorola this time instead of LG.
Yes, I've actually seen a picture of it next to the LG.
Nexus Shamu.
It's bigger than the LG G3.
Yes, it is.
And they're also coming out with a 9-inch tablet, or 9.5-inch tablet, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I want to say it's bigger than the Note 4. The Note 4, I think, is 5.7 inches.
Why are phone companies trying to make phones into tablets? Like, you can't hold that shit to your ear.
Well, as long as you don't call it phablets, I hate that term. Phablets. I absolutely hate it. It's like, it's not a phone tablet, it's just a large phone. Get over yourself.
Yeah, try having girl pockets in big phones.
Yeah, see, that's not a problem for me.
Yeah, they fall out and break.
Speaking of large tablets and stuff, have you seen the Lenovo tablet?
No.
They have a Lenovo tablet that is bigger, not bigger than your two TV screens together, but it's 40 inches.
What? 40-inch tablet? Okay. Why? Like, what scenario does that count as a tablet?
Well, it's a Windows 8 tablet. And have you seen those all-in-one PCs?
Still not a fucking tablet. Yes.
Well, it's like those all-in-one PCs like you had at the office when you worked at that other place that I don't want to say. I don't know if we can say it.
Yeah, I don't know. We usually don't say, and then every once in a while we'll let it slip up. I don't know.
The car dealership. Let's not
say it. Yeah, we'll say the car dealership.
But this one has a spring in the back that you can fold flat, and the thing goes flat, and you can use it as like a table, like the Microsoft table.
Is it battery powered?
Yes, you can, but it has a plug. That's of course.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But yeah, you can like lay it flat and play like air hockey or some shit with your friends. Yes. Or gigantic
how
game
much
of Uno.
Is it like actual air hockey or like an app air hockey?
Both.
Does it blow air out of the
screen? Yeah, it has air vents on the back and it's air hockey.
I honestly don't know how much it is, but we saw the smaller version, which is, how big are your TVs? One of them.
32 inches?
I think it's about 32. And,
the smaller version, 32 inches.
Maybe 28 inches. Okay. And, that was about the price of your average all-in-one PC. So not a lot, but yeah.
Okay. Not a little one, but okay.
But it's, yeah.
It's interesting to say the least. But anyway, okay, so I went to AT&T today to look into the AT&T Next plan. So we had the basic questions, and the way they said it worked from the start, this is what they said online, this is what they say on their website, the person I called said it, and the guy in store, this is how they start out their talk. Well, what it's going to do is, right now you're paying $45 a month for your three lines, like each. So you do the math, it comes out to $135.
Yeah.
It's not $45, it's $40. Comes out to $120 a month. Okay. Plus tax, and phone tax is weird, and it's more than like 7% like normal. So it comes out to about $145 a month, and that's just for your data, doesn't count like any cost of phone or anything like that. So that was the current deal. That's what we're paying already. Okay. But he said, but if you go with the next plan, instead of $40 a month, it goes down to $15 a month. So you get a $25 credit for each line, meaning you're paying $45 a month for everything. Sounds like a fucking awesome deal, right?
Yeah.
All right, and that's what they said. And I confirmed it with him like three times. And he's like, yes. I was like, all right, cool. And then on top of that, you take the cost of your phone and you add it to your monthly bill. And now it is the full cost. It's not the discounted cost. So like, for example, for the iPhone 6, which my dad was looking at, it was the $650 as opposed to $200.
Okay.
So now you take that and you divide it over 20 months, And then after 12 months, you can go in for an upgrade or you can pay off the rest.
Okay.
Seems simple. We did the math. At that point, it works out. You save about $100 in the long run because of that $25 a month saving.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, the key part is here. We went from $40 a month per line to $15 a month per line.
Yes.
Apparently, that's on top of the $145 a month you're paying. Like, he threw that on at the end.
Oh.
So your bill goes up $15 a month, and you now have to pay $650 for your phone.
Oh, man.
And like, yeah, but after the end, you don't have to pay that extra $32. You're like, sir, you're already raising my bill $15 a month. So now you're saying, after I pay the full market price for my phone, I still have to pay an extra $15 a month. It's like, are you fucking stupid? And like, as soon as I like wrote out the math for him, he like immediately stopped any of the marketing, just said, well, you get to upgrade your phone. And that's all he said for the rest of it. I was like, okay, so you're saying I get to pay $450 extra dollars to upgrade my phone 12 months early. And he's like, yes. I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Yes. And then that was it. That was the end of the conversation. And then after that, he's like, well, yeah, that's the upgrade early. And then we were like, okay, well, we'll be back in a month for our normal upgrades. It's yes. A stupid plan. And the information on their website that says, oh, the AT&T Next plan, this one will cost you about $1,100. Without it, it'll cost you about $1,250. Yeah, that's $1,150 extra on top of your bill.
Wow.
On top of that $1,250. So you're now paying $2,300 over 2 years.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah, Sprint did that to me, actually. When I bought my S5, it was before I could upgrade, I think. But I was going to go and buy it anyways. So I'm like, screw it, you know? And, the lady was like, oh, you got this awesome deal and stuff, and... yeah, whatever. And she's like, okay, I just need you to sign this. And I was like, okay. And apparently I signed up for Sprint's, I hate saying this word, but Framily plan. I don't know if y'all have seen that.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast.
Yeah. Sai's on it.
Oh, Sai talked about it. That's right.
Yeah, they kind of screw you over because I was paying like, I can't remember the number, but it was like $70 a month, a little bit cheaper with my dealership discount that mm-hmm. I still have. And
oh, I still use it too.
Yeah.
Do you?
But they screw me over on that too because... I was paying like maybe $68 a month total at end result after taxes. And in the end, I looked at everything and it's actually like $15 more expensive than what I was paying before. The Framily plan...
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. That really stupid plan I don't like the name of had it to where you get a better savings when more people are on your lines. But you alone are paying more than you would without the plan. So it's like if you have five people, you're probably paying like $15 a month each or something like that.
So that it works out well. But if you're not doing that, it's a shitty deal.
Yeah, and my family has their own Sprint bills, but I broke off with them because of some stupid crap.
Right.
Because they just didn't pay the bill once, and my phone got locked down. So I ended up buying my own plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone's still locked down the minute I speak. So, yeah. Huh. But
that phone?
No, it was the HTC Evo 4G LTE, something like that. The one before the HTC One.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the predecessor. It was a really good phone. It had an actual aperture, which is really cool. You never see that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's the amount of light it lets in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like HTC's design. I like the design as a whole. It looks very pretty, I guess. The software and the physical, but after a long time, it really bogs it down, as opposed to the clean Android interface.
See, that's how I feel about Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung also, it's almost clean, but it still has Samsung stuff on top.
Right.
But it's not as bad as HTC, so it's a fresh breath of air for me. But I used to have the Evo 3D, which was pretty cool. I don't know if y'all have ever had that.
Yeah, that was it's kind of like the 3DS in a way, right?
Yes, I think we spoke
about it. Yeah, I think we have talked about it before.
But yeah, that was a good phone, too. But yeah, basically, all those where they promise you that you can upgrade for cheaper and get your plan lower.
It's a load of horseshit.
Yeah. So, because I'm paying more. Oh, and on top of that discount thing, I messaged the lady on like a Sprint thing because I didn't feel like waiting on the phone.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, your discount only applies to your data thing, which is like I get a 17% discount on $10 now. As opposed to
well, that's good. That $1.70 really makes a difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was
ridiculous. Phone companies are shitty.
See, I'm happy I have Metro works. I only pay $60 a month. I'm happy with it. Unlimited but everything.
You have unlimited everything?
Yeah.
How's the signal?
I think they run off Verizon towers, so it's fucking good.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have no issues, except for when I break my phone, and then I have an issue, because then you have to pay.
That's okay. You beat the shit out of your phone for how long it lasted.
You know? And it didn't even crack until the case broke.
That's true, and actually the problem you had was unrelated. It just decided it was going to kick the bucket one day.
Yeah. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even then, because of a certain spot where it was damaged while it had the case on, was why they wouldn't take it back.
Oh, that sucks.
Not even the crack in the screen. I was like, that's fucking shit.
We should probably introduce ourselves now that we are 40 minutes into the podcast.
We introduced Nikki.
We introduced Nikki.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We introduced that Cy was not here.
We said that Cy was not here, but I'm Joey.
I'm Jesus Hubert Christ.
Also known as Ben.
And I think I'm Austin, maybe, today. Maybe.
The artist formerly known as Austin.
I am a gender fluid Tumblr fan.
Oh, God. You're land well.
Insulting the Tumblr crowd, I see.
I'm just biased against them, not this podcast. Maybe.
My reviews don't reflect that of the whole company as a whole. Maybe. Possibly.
I'm on there and I can acknowledge the fact that half the people on there are insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I can respect that. Like, Reddit's the same way. 4chan's definitely the same way.
Everyone's eyes got really wide when you said 4chan.
There's a lot of politics going on 4chan right now.
Really?
I don't know if y'all know.
Because of the DMCA takedown?
No, because someone threatened to leak Emma Watson's nudes or something, and they said that...
That wasn't them.
It was a media company. Do you remember who it was?
Trying to shut...
It was a media company. It starts with a C, I think. And it was actually
Comcast.
So Comcast said this fact because it was said on the podcast.
No, it was like a short word, like cringe or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And or crunch. I don't know. But anyways, so they made up this story. So and they posted it on 4chan and got the news who happened to be in cahoots with this brand.
Right.
And because they were the first to find out about it, even though there was no info about it. And now, actually, if you go to, like, Emma Watson Now or something, I don't know what the actual website is, but if you go to that website, it'll direct you to the media company's website.
Smooth.
So they're, like, digging their own grave now.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
So here's the evidence pointing directly at us.
Well, like, it used to be a legitimate website, and, like, and then someone found out that they all have similar IPs.
And then they directed it back to
themselves.
Yeah,
they directed it back to their website. So,
fucking morons.
I don't know. But, no, before that, I don't know if you know anything about Moot. Who's the creator of 4chan?
Yes.
But he basically had to go to some seminar with some feminist seminar and like Tumblr feminist kind of.
Had to go to the seminar?
Because of like the quote unquote fappening with all those with all those celebrity leaks or something.
So who said he has to go? Who was like, you gotta go?
I think he had to go or else he would be in a lot of shit kind of thing. And it ended up that this...
Not that he had to, but that he should go. Kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like he is not the kind of person who would give a shit.
That's basically the thing. But then apparently some Tumblr feminist got a hold of his D, and then I'm using hand gestures right now.
So when you say a hold of his D...
Yeah, and then...
Shake waiting it.
He fired all the moderators on the website.
Yes, I didn't hear about that.
And they hired on all like-minded feminist Tumblr feminist people. And all
right, can we start 5chan? Let's start 5chan.
No. Now there's an infinity chan. It's 8chan.co if anyone's interested.
Okay.
And it's like 4chan, except you can make your own threads really easily. And by October 1st, I think, is when all of the original 4chan people are going to leave.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah. Because like all these feminist moderators, if you post anything relatively, like someone posted an anime waifu thread, and they got banned.
I'm not a fan of 4chan, really. But I like 4chan. I appreciate what 4chan is. It kind of is the...
I like what it does to give us something to talk
about.
Epitome
of the internet. It is where the internet originated. It's kind of like the Garden of Eden for the internet, in a way. And I like that, and it needs to stay in its chaotic state of terribleness. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like the balance of good and evil on the internet. You have the good everywhere else, and 4chan contains the evil. It's a
true
nice
evil.
But yeah, the evil has been released.
Yeah, I believe that they're actually trying to. They're considering making everybody make accounts now. Because I don't know if you noticed, but you have
on 4chan.
Yeah, you're anonymous on 4chan.
Yeah, that's kind of the benefit of 4chan. That's why 4chan is this nice epitome of the internet, because it's anonymous and it's great that it's anonymous and that's awesome. and Nell accounts. Like, yeah. Are they going to make them sign up with their Google Plus account?
No, they're probably going to make you sign up with a Tumblr account, most likely.
And well. You have to subscribe to Fuck Yeah Feminism. I just kind of made that up because I know
Tumblr. That actually is something.
I had a feeling it was because Tumblr has a lot of Fuck Yeah Blank. Yeah. I figured Fuck Yeah Feminism would be one.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So. I'm just concerned. Where am I going to find my porn now? It's like...
H-Chan.
Come on, 4chan. No, feminists.
Nikki asking the important questions.
No, I feminists are all insane. It's like, please don't lump me in that category. I know I'm a girl and all, but please don't. You're all insane.
I'm also a member of the internet. I like the internet how it is.
Yes.
I'm insane in my own special way.
You get a special snowflake for that.
Can we do that instead of like having stickers on the wall? Like, we'll have the star stickers, we'll just have snowflakes.
Right. All, it goes with the theme.
We're each unique. Yeah, Frosted Gaming, snowflakes, ice.
Frosted Flakes.
Fucking brilliant. Yeah. Frosted Flakes. We could all have Frosted Flakes for breakfast.
Yes, so we are partnering up if you're willing.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I just didn't know if we were recording.
We are recording.
Is that Cy?
No, that's my dad.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Dad.
So, I guess he's getting water, laundry, or something.
Or beer. That's what I'd get. I have a beer in my car that I forgot to put in my fridge today. Because someone came to my job and dropped off beer for the coaches.
Huh.
So thoughtful of them.
And I was like, most random thing to bring in here. But okay, so they put them all in the fridge, and my boss was like, hey, you want to go grab those? Because we're just going to throw them out. And I'm like, you know what? Might as well not let them go to waste. So I put them in my car, and I drove home. And then we ended up going out to Hookah last night, and I was like, oh, yeah, remind me to put those in the fridge when we get home.
And so then, I didn't do that.
Yeah, no, so I didn't do that. He's like, meh. Jacking off.
I'm like, getting sick.
Yeah, getting sick. So I pull out, and I go to the gym today, and I'm just like, oh, those are still in here. Great.
When them to heat up and just explode.
Oh, yeah. Be great.
Yeah. Come on, Carl, smell like beer forever. You'll get pulled over. Son, you smell like beer.
No. Nope,
like, I swear to God, it wasn't me. It was the beer exploded in the car.
The car is drunk. I'm not.
Yeah. I've never had a can explode in my Jeep before, and I keep Dr. Pepper in my Jeep all the time. In fact, I kind of like hot Dr. Pepper. Just
really?
I have a black Jeep, and it sits out in the sun, and it just collects all the heat possible, and it's like... hot on the outside. It's hot to the touch.
Ah.
So it's actually really, really nice. And the other day I was opening one, like when it was in my cup holder, and the thing exploded.
Bye, Dad.
The can exploded and it smacked my hand. My hand was all red. Like,
oh, wow.
It was fine, but like the top just pop.
That's crazy.
Oh.
It was just very odd.
My friend Chris was telling me that up north, if you leave soda in your car when it's cold, it'll explode.
Yeah,
yeah, that too.
We'll do that in Texas too, because it's freaking hot over there.
Ugh.
Yeah, it gets like upwards of 100. Although apparently this year it hasn't gotten to over 100 that many times.
Yeah, it was pretty mild, I heard.
So
I've never been to Texas.
Me neither.
I like below 20 degrees. That's awesome.
I think the lowest I've been has been in like high 20s. I'm hopefully going to go see snow for the first time in January.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to Ohio.
I came from Ohio.
I came from Chicago.
Are y'all both going?
So. No, no, I'm not.
Ohio is for lovers.
I'm going to actually meet our friend Chris that we were talking about for the first time.
Okay.
And I've been friends with him for like going on 8 or 9 years now.
Wow.
Since Halo 3 came out. We met on Halo 3.
Wow.
Aw.
Yeah.
You guys are so cute.
I know, we're adorable.
Nice.
So. Yeah. I think the coldest I've ever been in is maybe minus 22.
Ooh.
I was in Montana.
Okay.
My family used to go on snowboard trips all the time.
It's pretty exciting.
At -6, your nose hairs freeze when you breathe in. It's fun.
Sounds exciting.
It was
feels so weird.
We were on top of a mountain and the winds were so strong that, I mean, I'm light right now. I'm only 140 and I'm really, really skinny. But way back when I was in middle school, I was freaking like nothing. And the wind blew and I tried to snowboard and I stood still and like got pushed back.
That's awesome.
It was so difficult. I mean, that was a miserable time, but it was fun.
That's hilarious.
It was miserably fun.
See, I don't own like a jacket or anything.
You're gonna want one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the cold, so I mean, I'd snowboard.
See,
jeans
I actually
and
do too,
t-shirt.
But I feel like snow is going to be a shock. But I don't know. We'll see.
Well, also, your shoes are going to get really, really wet because snow is water.
Yeah,
wet.
It melts.
Well, thanks snow for clearing that up. I didn't snow know. I was not familiar.
Well, so, is Ohio near any lakes?
Yeah. Lake Erie.
Okay. Oh, well, it's one of those lakes. Those don't really count. Like, in Florida, cold water is, like, really cold. It, like, seeps through you and stuff. Mm-hmm. But snow cold isn't the same. No, I don't know about Ohio, but like when I was in Montana or Colorado, mm-hmm. that stuff is dry cold, mm-hmm. and you can withstand a lot more. I could go outside in negative 20, but negative 20 in Florida, you're gonna die.
Yeah,
yeah. I went.
I used to run outside my
in sixth grade. I went on a field trip to North Carolina, and we decided it would be really fun to go swimming, which was not a smart idea because we went in like November, and it was something like 36 degrees was the water.
Yeah, North Carolina sucks for snow.
It didn't snow. It was just really cold.
I went with my church when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I think I went twice. And each time the snow was slush because you got that humidity coming in from the oceans.
Right.
And it sucks so bad.
Just get some nice mud.
Yeah.
Muddy snow.
I think that's worse than snow. Slush.
It's worse. It was worse on my snow.
See, I have seen slush before. I don't count that as seeing
slush
snow.
Slush is shit.
That's how my mom broke her knee.
Yeah, see,
from slush.
Nothing good comes of slush. Except slushies.
Yeah.
Slushies are right. So what's the difference between a slushie and an icy?
The brand.
It's how they're made. Oh. Like, Slurpees are made, like, they kind of pour the stuff over the ice, I think. But, oh, no.
That's a snow cone.
It's, Slurpees are made with just the flavoring, while icies are made with carbonation.
Huh. That would make sense, because I always say icies have that, like, almost like a sting to them.
Yeah.
Which would make sense if it's, like, carbonated.
Yeah. Guys, you're making me really want icies and Slurpees.
Now I want an icy. I don't want a Slurpee. I want an icy.
Does 7-Eleven have icies or Slurpees?
Wawa has
Slurpees.
Does Wawa have
icies? Who has icies?
Wawa has
icies. I guess Wawa has icies.
Okay, apparently Wawa has icies.
I kind of want a Slurpee, to be honest.
Okay, this is going to be our new shirt war. We're going to have Slurpees and icies. And then we can determine the winning by who buys more shirts.
Wait, didn't we have a...
I forget what the other one was. Yeah.
iPhone and Android?
No.
No.
It was something really dumb.
No, it was something dumb like Slurpees versus icies.
It was like cookie versus cake or something like that.
No, that's Rooster Teeth's. Cake versus pie.
Yeah.
I don't know what ours was. Pie. I don't remember.
That's something you could do with t-shirts. Get Android versus Apple because, I mean, even if Apple wins, you still get all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no losing that scenario.
Because Apple people just buy whatever that has an Apple logo on it.
That's true. Maybe we could, like, you know those really shitty shirts with, like, cats everywhere, just cats tiled?
Oh,
we could do it with Apple logos just tiled. So you could, like, we could have a bad sweater party, and the sweater is just Apple logos. That's great.
We could do that.
We could. That's a good idea. I'm a genius.
I actually think that's going to be my next bad sweater, or ugly sweater, or whatever it's called.
What, do you have ugly sweaters that you make?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Okay. They have ugly sweater
parties. Hand-stitched some with love.
He knits.
I do, yeah.
With love.
It's great stress relief, just...
I just see Ben doing that, just getting really fucking frustrated and just tearing up the yard and just throwing it out, lighting it on fire dramatically.
We lit my beard on fire.
We did light your beard on fire. That is a video that exists.
I'd like to see that.
When I shaved, we put it in a little paper boat, put some matches in there, lit the matches, and pushed it out into the
Viking funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. It smelled terrible.
It smelled so bad. I bet. But it was the best thing ever. I was like, I'm so proud of this. And then Sai's like, throw more matches in and put the fire out somehow. I'm like, you fucking cocksucker.
Only Sai could throw matches on a fire and put the fire out.
That's true.
That I'm just imagining a Viking funeral where someone fires the arrow into the boat and everybody else fires the arrows and it puts it out.
That's so, basically...
Well, that was disappointing.
That's my dad!
Damn it! Won't rest well in Valhalla.
You don't go to Valhalla.
Yes, you do. When you die a warrior's death, you go to Valhalla.
You're thinking of
Sovngarde.
No, it's not.
You go as a hero to Sovngarde.
But I thought you went to Valhalla if you lost your life in battle.
Eh.
But if you're having that Viking funeral, that's not in battle.
Yeah, no.
Well, because you didn't lose. They just lose your life at the funeral. Yeah. And then they shift off your boat. And sometimes I think they don't even put the body on the boat. It's like a symbolic thing.
Yeah,
but I don't actually have any fact for that. So,
well, I know that they did that with Darth Vader.
What?
They did that with Darth Vader.
Darth Vader?
Burned
what?
Yeah. Alive.
At the end of episode 6, I guess, Luke burns his father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
He like builds a little thing and.
But yeah. I don't remember that. I haven't seen episode 6 God. For at least a few years.
Well, it just struck such a big deal to me because I guess like, you know, everything's futuristic and he's still lighting a fire classically. You know, yeah. he's not like shooting him with saber or like light
energy beam or laser yeah. beam or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, I guess he just couldn't get the Empire to shoot it for him because they don't miss.
Guys, really, you just have to shoot one place. That's it.
Hey, you stormtrooper, shoot this for me. Light it on fire.
God damn it.
Okay. How about this? Don't shoot it.
Yes. Shoot all around it. Hey, you did it. Good job. So where are we going to dinner?
I don't know.
Same thing every time.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the new one. The last time, it always ended up being Applebee's, and we're all like, well, this was a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Applebee's was fucking terrible last time.
It was. I got these... They call them cross-cut ribs, and they just cut ribs the long way.
So you get all the bones.
So you just get bone, little chunks of bone. Who the fuck was like, oh, this is a good idea.
This is fantastic.
They have to cut through the bone, and now I gotta, like, kind of eat around the bone, and it's like, fucking stupid.
And they're like, yeah, you can do it all you can eat. It's like, yeah, because there's nothing fucking there. Because
I ordered ribs. And he's like, well, for $1 more, you can do all you can eat ribs. I was like, yeah, I'll do all you can eat ribs. He didn't fucking mention that they were the cut sideways shit.
I had a feeling they would be, just because they were new.
I didn't even know those were a thing. Like, who would have come up with that idea? It was a shitty idea.
I don't know. We could go to my old job and go have food there.
What's your old job?
Oh, she worked at a Mediterranean restaurant.
Oh.
Oh, that was awful.
Okay, so we will not go there.
I can't imagine.
Food's good.
Dude, my butt.
People are not.
It was awful because it was a hookah bar and also. Mm-hmm. And she had to stuff the hookahs, and we don't do that kind of stuff.
It's disgusting gross. To see what you put in your body.
Yeah. As Ben's over here chewing on his mic pop filter.
Yeah.
And I would get it under my nails and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
it's like gooey,
it's
isn't it? Or
it's
like
gross. It's like in like this gelatin
tobacco and honey.
Thing. Yeah. It does not look like honey.
I know,
it doesn't
look
that.
Like honey.
It looks gross.
Kind of looks like bone marrow. That would be an accurate...
It's like,
yeah, bone marrow. That's my new term.
Liquefied pig's hoof.
Yeah.
No, but on top of all that, you know, since she was a waitress, she got less than minimum wage. But that's... A lot of foreign people don't tip.
Right.
Yeah, usually,
and hookah bars are very popular with foreign people.
Well, no, because it was a Mediterranean restaurant alone without hookah. I mean,
right,
it
then,
hookah. Yeah,
you're like double non-normal people.
Yes, and the people that do tip are like, you know, college age kids that are like, oh yeah, here's 2%.
Happy white families,
right?
Yeah.
I'll round up to the next dollar.
How many happy white families go to smoke hookah?
No, they go to eat.
Come on,
they don't
go
to smoke hookah.
All right, kids, let's go. We're gonna go smoke some hookah.
Which reminds me, I don't think we left an extra tip last night.
We haven't left a tip in a long time because
I always do when I'm there
because we always pay card and I don't have any cash.
I always have cash.
It happens.
I remember
I get paid in cash.
I remember that you said that you tip the boba people, Ben.
Ben tips fucking everybody.
I do.
Yeah,
I
never
do.
I never tip the boba people because I didn't even think about it because we don't technically serve or get served. But now I, like, you know, I add just a little bit of money.
Yeah. Like, anytime there's, like, a tip thing on the receipt, I always throw money on it. Or throw cash
I do
down.
Most of the time, but not all the time. Sometimes it's stupid. Like, I'm not going to tip my auto mechanic. I have seen a tip jar at my auto mechanic job.
Smaller places, yes. But I've seen, like, people who come in to see a specific mechanic.
That's different.
They'll pay to get the work done. And then they'll also give the mechanic like 40 bucks on top.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been to a mechanic and had a personal experience with him. Like he's tried to sell me the...
Then you've had shitty auto experience.
I guess I have. That is a fact.
Well, when Ben and I worked at the dealership, people would come in and like customers, and they don't even need service. They would come in with donuts and pizza.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm assuming you guys did something to deserve that, because nobody ever has
really.
Done anything to remotely deserve
it. Well, like our boss, if a customer complains about something, oh yeah, you get a free car wash.
Yeah.
Free car wash.
Yeah. I still visit there sometimes to get a free car wash.
Yeah.
But I drive myself through. I don't let the new guys do it.
No, fuck that. They fucked up. Like, the day I went there to get my car serviced, because I still have the free service on the car, someone crashed into the car wash. Like, as I was pulling in, I was like, hey, can I get my car wash? Like, no, someone just ran into it. I was like, when? They're like right now. I
was like, that's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the only person, the only porter I'll let do it is Boston. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry if you're listening to this by some chance, but I'm very bad with names.
Jolson.
No, not
Jolson. No, fuck that.
Starts with J. Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
Blanca, yeah, Blonde Austin, yeah. They called him Boston because he was new and resembled me sometimes, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Makes sense. Boston.
Yeah, he was one of the old crowd, so he actually knows how to use the wash. Yeah. Other than that, I'm just like, yeah, just tell me the code, I'll do it.
Is the wash really that difficult of a thing to maneuver?
No, it's not. It's fucking simple as shit.
Because I do that all-you-can-car-wash.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I drive it in. They don't, like, get in my car, and you just ride it into the rails, put it in neutral, and put your foot off the brake, right? That's...
Yeah. To be honest, though, I have had one dunce moment while working on cars, and it was at the dealership. I took someone's lifted Tundra and ran over the front of someone's Prius.
I think I remember that.
How'd you pull that one off?
Because I drove past it and I didn't fucking see it because it's so fucking small and I'm in this big fucking truck. So I turn left to go into the express department where I worked.
Okay.
And I guess I turned too early and I fucking ripped the front bumper off this fucking Prius.
Ooh. Did they know about it?
Yeah, they
had. Oh, I guess because you ripped the bumper off.
Yeah. So they sent it. They sent it over to body shop and got it fixed like within the hour.
Yeah, the
large... I would have even told them. Is my bumper new? That looks like a new bumper. No, ma'am, that is not a new bumper. That's the same bumper you always had.
Well, the large Jamaican fellow, I don't want to really say his name because he's such a nice guy.
Oh,
but, yeah, so I was going into the car wash, and you know how there's all the parking lot, like, right there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in line for the car wash, and it feels like someone came up behind me and put all their weight on the trunk and just went like that and bounced the trunk. So I get out of the car, I'm like, what the hell just happened? He ran a customer's red Prius into the side of a silver brand new, not Camry, Avalon. Yeah. And there's like this red mark on the Avalon. And,
wow. So those Priuses seem to cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Their Priuses are fucking shit cars, man.
And you can't hear them either. When I first started working there, I was standing in the middle of the drive where the people drive through and they're like, Austin, move. I'm like, why? I turn around. There's a car right there. I was like, oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I heard one of those electric cars at work today. I'm like, is that a car?
Sounds like a scooter.
It sounds like someone taking a very delicate piss.
That's an oddly accurate description.
Because you can hear the tires slowly go against gravel. Like, yeah. I don't know if the mic picked that up.
And probably. Yeah.
God, I fucking hate Priuses.
Yeah.
But I almost bought one because I do a lot of city driving. I fucking hate them. And then I realized how much I hate them. And I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not buying one.
A Tesla.
Yeah, that's like four times more expensive than a fucking Prius.
Well, Tesla's only like $60,000 or $70,000.
Yeah, they start at $66,000.
Yeah, it's not that bad, honestly. In fact,
and you don't have to pay for gas.
Yeah. And the electricity bill isn't that bad until everyone gets a Tesla and the electricity bill skyrocket. Like when they switched from...
And you get a $7,500 tax credit back.
Oh,
you
yeah, that's true.
So yeah. You get a $7,500 tax credit. It costs like 30% of the cost to fill up your Tesla as it does to fill up a normal car.
Looks cool.
Looks cool. You're driving as a future space mobile.
It has a giant screen.
It has a 17-inch touchscreen, that's true. It has seven seats.
It has what they call a frunk.
Yeah, it has a frunk and a trunk and seven seats.
Yeah.
Well, and it splits in half when you crash it.
It's true. Which is kind of a safety feature or something.
They used to catch on fire.
They did until they
patched it.
Covered the bottom with like industrial aluminum or something.
Yeah.
Industrial aluminum. Yeah, kind of like what the iPhone's made out of.
No, yeah. that's a malleable aluminum, I think.
Yeah.
But with the foldable
iPhone. Yeah, the foldable phone. But no.
Hey, if they bring in flip phones back.
If you've seen the video of the Tesla after they put whatever that industrial thing is on the bottom, they just like would throw shit at it and it would just crumble it like underneath the car when it would like go up and hit it. It was really cool to watch.
Hmm.
Damn it. Now I got to find that old video.
I wonder how much it weighs it down though.
I don't know.
Those things are fucking heavy from the get go. Cause those batteries are so fucking heavy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. It's a really heavy car.
Which makes me wonder because since there's no, there's a motor of course, but there's no engine.
Right.
So, I mean, my Jeep guzzles a lot of gas, so if I'm going really fast, but I need to slow down, I just put it in neutral and let it coast all the way to the light or something.
Well, the Tesla is actually, when you let up off the gas, it brakes.
Really?
Yeah. And it doesn't actually use your brakes. It uses a generator. Okay. And so you actually recharge the battery as you slow down.
Yes.
But you can come to almost a full and complete stop. The only reason you can is because it's got that crawl.
Yeah.
Without your brakes. You just let up off the gas and it'll slow you down.
Yeah, I know somebody who had a hybrid Honda, like one of the early hybrids back when...
The Insight.
What's the average Honda?
Civic?
Civic, that's what it is. It was a Honda Civic hybrid. And it was, I guess it was when we first started working at the dealership around that time. It was actually my ex, if you remember her. Yeah, she knows who that is. But hers would, when you let off the gas, it would charge the battery.
Yep.
And if you slowed down slow enough and got to a light, it would turn off the car. Like you're waiting at the light and the car would just go choo.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to do that to preserve gas. And then when you press the gas, it'll go again.
Oh, okay. I bet Tesla does that.
But it was very weird.
Fucking gas.
Yeah.
It's very weird because
off.
Yeah, I had an engine and the engine would just go choo. I'm like, what the hell? Like there's no vibrations, there's no noise. It's just like the radio if you have it.
That's weird.
I think the Prius does the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I pull into like a bay and let it run and it just go boom. I'm like, does this fucking thing just shut off?
I think you're right.
And it kicks back.
Yeah,
on.
See, the Teslas are cool because there is no engine sound no matter how fast you're going. So you know, when you're going 90, you just hear the sound of the wind and there's a little whistle and that's it.
It's very weird though. I've heard from many accounts that people don't like that. Because it's something that you have to get over. So people like add their own sounds like as they're accelerating.
Oh, no, I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm assuming you've ridden
one. Yes, I have. I drove one.
Oh, you drove one?
Yeah, I got to drive one.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. And they just have this like stretch that you get to drive it on. And you go from 0 to 90. And it's like, there you are.
Where is this?
Brandon?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We scheduled me for a test drive once.
Yeah. Why didn't that happen?
Because we had to go do a car wash.
Right. That's right.
We could do that at as like a video.
We could.
We just have to dress really nice and act very serious, like we're actually interested in buying this vehicle with our oodles of internet money.
Yes, we run an entertainment company.
Yes. Well, we all have to show up in suits.
I'll just grow my beard and mustache back out all the way because apparently when I go apartment shopping with my girlfriend, they assume like when I'm shaving, they think, oh yeah, I'm not going to give this kid time of day. Here's the apartment, bye. But when I'm with the beard, they say, okay, here's the papers. Are you going to sign today or tomorrow? I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll get back to you. That's like, awesome. Please call us.
All right, so you guys grow out your beards. I'll wear my fancy suit, my CEO hat, my President Awesome, President something. I don't know. I can't remember what your Facebook says.
That's the President Awesome.
Super hats and fancy sunglasses that aren't really fancy.
I get a nice dress.
She'll get a nice dress. It'll be perfect. Yes, we're here at Tesla shopping. We just won the equivalent to the internet.
Nothing says mature and elderly like pantsuits.
Perfect.
I'm imagining you looking like the kid from Parks and Recreation. It's a really annoying kid that like sings in people's ears.
That sounds like Joey.
No. But he looks like Joey. That's what's so weird. But like if Joey is all like quote unquote swagged out.
Can you swag out Joey?
No.
It'd be a disaster.
Make it a video.
not as an insult, but I'm afraid you'd look like that kid. That's why it'd be an insult. Want that.
Sounds.
My time turner died.
Your what died?
My time turner. Now I can't go back in time and go to three classes at once.
We had a Universal Studios pass, and I got her a time turner.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Are you sure you got me the time turner?
Yes, I did.
I'm pretty sure I got it.
I did get you a time turner, because you wanted me to buy you a wand at first. And I was like, hell no. That's like 80 bucks.
Really? Oh, I want a wand?
Yeah,
let's get wands.
They have stylized wands of all the characters. Even, like, the Death Eaters.
Well, I want my own wand. I don't want, like, another person's wand.
Oh, yeah.
I want a custom one, you know. I want the wand to pick me.
Well, carve your own.
You want the wand that to talented. Pick you.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a gay porn somewhere along there.
Have you read the books?
Yeah, all of them.
The wands choose the wizard. The wizard doesn't choose the wand. Okay.
Well, what's interesting is, was it MetroCon that we were at? we went to some convention. I think it was MetroCon. And I bought this knife. It was a dagger. It looked like a Daedric dagger from Skyrim.
Oh, that's cool.
And they carved out of wood. It's very well polished. It's very smooth. And it looks really, really cool. It's actually at my office. I should probably get it.
Oh, you mean the cardboard one that I made wasn't nearly as cool?
Oh, yeah. She cut one out of cardboard. That looks really cool.
I made two full-size...
It's arguably better than the wooden one.
Yes.
Two full-size Daedric swords. Out of cardboard? Out of cardboard and hot glue.
Stacked cardboard.
Oh, okay.
That's
so it's thicker.
It's awesome.
Pretty awesome dedication.
And it's layered. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I gotta find it.
Okay, so we're at about an hour and 10 minutes now.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
It's been kind of long because we didn't have the morning podcast, so I thought we'd stretch this one out a little bit longer. All right. We'll think about food and...
Think about food.
If we want to go out to dinner or not.
Alrighty.
There are places nearby.
There are places nearby. Are there?
Sort of.
Okay.
Just not
I still got to go. I gotta go to like AmScot and cash some checks because it takes time for my bank to...
AmScot.
Why don't you just like deposit them from your phone and they'll be there tomorrow?
It takes like 3 days.
Where do you bank?
Hire one.
Well, go sign up for Simple. It's free.
Yes.
It just you can do it from your phone, and then you can get checks the next day.
Get Google Wallet.
How often?
And Google Wallet. Can you deposit checks with Google Wallet?
Actually, I don't think so. Now that I think about it,
that's pretty awesome.
Wait, what'd you show them?
My swords.
Swords.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's really awesome.
Crafty.
Yeah, she did that
super
for
crafty.
That's her.
That's my sister's project.
That's her Renaissance Festival outfit.
That's cool.
Yeah. We go to all that kind of stuff. Conventions, Renaissance Festivals.
We're going to start going to all of those.
Renaissance Festivals are fun.
So our imaginary listeners can come see us.
Yes.
And they actually serve like a lot of beer and mead and stuff there.
That'll be exciting for me.
I serve mead.
11 months.
Ben's smiling like Cheshire Cat.
Me and Ben are talking about buying a barrel of Jack Daniel's single barrel.
Oh, yeah. You can get that from Sam's Club, can't you?
You can.
Yeah.
Well, you can... buy the barrel from Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Guess who's Sam's Club pass?
They're the only distributor other than the actual Jack Daniel's distillery.
I have a pass if y'all are interested.
They don't sell it at liquor stores?
It's $10,000.
No, the actual entire barrel.
It's $300 to $400. It's not a...
$300 to $400 bottles per barrel.
Oh, crap.
So it's not like a typical purchase.
It's not like you're going to be able to drink this in 1 year.
Yeah, you tap a keg, keep it in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't actually keep it in the barrel. They have to bottle it, send you the bottles, then they send you the barrel. But you can't. They can't just send you the barrel directly.
See, I would just buy like 300 to 400 bottles, melt the bottles down, and make like glass barrel out of it, and then fill the glass barrel up.
That would be an interesting idea. And then you can get like custom labels on them and stuff like that.
Huh.
It's a pretty awesome deal.
Yeah,
crazy. I was tempted to bring my mead over here.
You should have.
She has mead. Yes.
I do.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, it's called Viking blood.
That even sounds more awesome.
Of course. It's Vikings.
Blood. Vikings and blood. Mead. And mead.
Mead.
It was like the most Thor-like podcast ever.
Yeah. Although, do you know what mead's made of?
Honey.
Yeah. It's honey wine.
Okay.
Because like the only thing you can grow up there is bees.
You only grow bees and men.
I'm growing bees on my bee tree.
And beards, bees and beards.
Bees, and men.
Bees, beard, and men.
My kind of place.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Wooden doors and I don't know.
Hobbits.
Viking babes. It all comes full circle.
So we haven't been on the podcast since I reorganized my room. And cleaned everything.
Oh, yeah.
All of my bottles have been organized. They're all Jack Daniel's bottles.
There's how many fifths?
There are... Well, technically, they're all fifths. Except for there's a few that are just like pints. But I have... The regular Jack Daniels, I have 12 fifths. The Gentleman's Jack, I have 3 fifths. The... Single barrel, I have 3 fifths. I have 3 fifths of master distillers, but I only have one of the bottles.
Okay.
Up. And then I think I have room for another row of regular.
Okay, so that would be 21 fifths, which would be at least 4 gallons of Jack Daniels.
And that's all been consumed within like the last 6 months. And he made whiskey.
Oh, right, and didn't he, like...
He died by stubbing his toe.
Yeah, he died stubbing his toe on, like, a barrel or something.
What? Yeah, he broke his toe, and then he got an infection, and he died from the infection.
That's a fun way. Because
he kicked the safe that he locked something
That's in what it was. He kicked the safe, because he couldn't remember the code.
Yeah.
Wow.
Broke his toe, died of an infection.
Ah.
Shitty way to go.
Shitty way to go. Okay, so let's end the podcast on the note of Jack Daniels dying. So may you forever rest in peace, Jack Daniels, or Jack Daniel.
And may your distillery live on, because
through you.
Good. And
we
Tennessee.
Will continue to support
Yeehaw.
You with our future purchase of a barrel of Jack Daniels. Do they sell single barrels of honey? I don't want that much honey, but...
I just... imagine, because it's basically just like a regular bottle of Jack Daniel and honey liqueur, and they mix it in house.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Question answered. All right. Well,
I'm a professional Jack Daniel's drinker. The only thing I haven't had from them is Jack Daniel's rye. It's like clear.
I'm afraid it'll taste like bread.
Yeah.
Like Blue Moon. That it just tastes like liquid bread to me.
Jeez. But it's so good. I love bread.
Liquid breads.
I was like, I could drink this all day.
Bread makes you fat.
I'd like to mix it with a peanut butter and jelly and make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh my that god, I can mix amazing. That with the peanut butter and jelly smoothie from Extreme Juice. Oh,
that's an interesting idea.
That's a thing.
That is.
It's actually pretty good. I mean, it tastes like a peanut butter and jelly, but it's like good. It's not.
It's like gross. The best peanut butter and jelly you've ever drank in your entire life.
I don't.
I didn't make it, therefore it is not.
She made me a peanut butter and jelly cake. But yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Awesome. That's another story for another time.
Yeah. I have to show you it.
All right. Well, okay. I've said this like six times now.
We're ending it.
This is over. Podcast 39?
40.
39.
40.
It's 39, 39, I think.
It's 40.
39.
I think fuck you guys, it's 40.
It's 39. Wow. But that 69. Means
69.
We are one
80.
One podcast away from podcast 40. We are almost at a full year of podcasting.
I'm going to laugh when this is podcast 40.
This is podcast 40.
Podcast I'm pretty sure it's 39.
Yeah, it's 39.
Whatever.
Because we just posted about it on Facebook today, yeah. And he was in 37, 38.
Sure about that?
Podcast 30.
So it's over. I'm breaking up with you, episode 39.
Oh. Yep, that's it.
Oh.
Not you.
Nick, you got offended there for a second. Wait a second. My name's not Podcast 39. Hold on. All right. We'll see you next week at
same
podcast
time,
number 40.
Same place. Potato.
Potato, tomato.
Potato.
Okay.
Later.